Yes, well, full time here in Bacon in the centre of excellence was at scoreline Mayo, 2 goals and 7 points to Donegal's 1 goal at 7 points, so 3 point game in the end. But Mayo certainly needed to step it up in that last quarter. Donegal mounted more and more pressure. But just to give Mayo a bit of breathing space towards the end, Aoife Geraghty of Westport kicked over a beautiful point to make things 2-7 to 1-6. And then after 10 few minutes near the end, Donegal found themselves running through at that Mayo defence. But Catherine O'Sullivan made the foul, and you could probably describe it as a tactical foul in the end. But Karen Guthrie started over that free to make things 2-7 to 1-7. And it was just a matter of seeing out the game in the end for Mayo. But, you know, looking from a Donegal perspective, it was a hard-fought second half. They just didn't turn up in that first half, and that was the difference in the end. As from speaking to some of the Mayo players and the Donegal management, that was the key factor in determining the outcome of this match. But Donegal, they look ahead to a semi-final against Dublin, and they'll be looking forward to that one. But just to recap, final time, or full time here in the Connacht Centre of Excellence, Bacon. It's Mayo, 2 goals, 7 points, to Donegal's 1 goal and 7 points.